spending most of our day talking Steelers Commanders. Pitt with a home game tomorrow against an ACC foe, Virginia. And I will be in attendance.
Yes, you will.
Wonderful listener who donated a lot of money to Feed the Need. Going to come and tailgate with us and have a wonderful experience, I would hope, for them.
Callis
will be there. I'm trying to get Austin Bechtold to come. But he's telling me he might go to the Penn State game instead, like a jerk.
I thought Penn State was away.
No, it's the whiteout.
Oh, sorry. Like, I'm supposed to know what the stupid Penn State people are doing. Like, what am I? I'm supposed to know it's a whiteout? Like, oh, it's like it's a.
Shouldn't you know other big games going on in the?
It's not
in
a big
state.
It's not a big game.
The area.
It's not a big.
That's a big game.
It's
Washington.
It's not a big game.
Not a big game. I mean, you got to win. You got to take care of business. Penn State. They should run the table. They're favored to do so. Actually, a texter at 412-928-9370 said, "Put the PA parlay in while you all are at it. Pitt -7.5, Penn State -13.5. Oh, big number. Steelers +2.5, Eagles -7, +1200.
Oh,
book it.
I kind of like that a lot.
I like that.
I like that a lot. Now that I thought Penn State was at Washington, so now that I know that it is a whiteout, that's going to be tough for Washington to even do anything. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Philly's line's now moved to 7.5. They're on the road at Dallas. That one, I think Philly wins the game. I don't know about the 7.5. The hook throws me off, Doran.
Who's the quarterback?
Not my guy.
Is it no? Is it still Cooper? No. Trey Lance?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I try to black Dallas out after the loss earlier in the year. But it's not going to be Dak Prescott. That much we know. That one and the Steelers one are the ones I'm concerned about. I think Pitt blows out Virginia. And I think Penn State at home eventually just wears Washington down and wins by multiple touchdowns. The NFL games, these spreads, they always spook me out.
Yep.
But we got a real expert on to help us with it, and that's Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. It is November. What do you say, November, Lee?
It's November.
That's exactly right. November. Pitt, 18th right now in the college football playoff rankings, so you want some chaos ahead of them. You want Pitt to run the table, and you got a big Steelers game this weekend. So let's get down to brass tacks here, Lee. Alabama ahead of Pitt in the college football playoff rankings, a 3-point favorite taking on LSU. And our friend Paul Skeens, along with Livy Dunn, will be the guest pickers on College Game Day.
Love it. Love it. You know that... what's going on? I think, how about 1 week if, I don't know if they have a week off, but Carson Beck, you know, he's dating one of the Cavender twins.
I did see that. And if I may, he's a goofy looking guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. So I think that, if they have a bye week, I'm not sure if they do, they should have him. Maybe he can roll in his Lambo with, one of the Cavender twins. So, just a suggestion.
At some point, she's going to get picked off, just like everything that's in his life.
Wow.
Yeah. Got him.
Why didn't I, I mean, I did okay in college. Why didn't I end up with any of these, you know, girls that were making that kind of money?
Lee, there's not enough time in this segment for us to list the reasons, buddy.
All right. So, I think that in this game, I think it's an elimination game. Whoever loses three losses, I think you're going to be out. LSU won an instant classic in 2022 on that TD pass and two-point conversion in overtime from Jaden Daniels. LSU is a perfect 13-0 in Baton Rouge lately, and games at night, crowds going to be liquored up pretty good. Kalen DeBoer is having some trouble getting his team ready to play on the road. They did not look ready against Tennessee. Tennessee did not play well in the first half. If he had his team ready, they would have been up by two touchdowns. This place is going to be even tougher for him. So playing in the Pac-12, a little bit different than playing in the SEC, some of these tough venues, unless Jalen Milroe is really good throwing the football, and he's been up and down of late. I think it's going to be tough for Bama to win here. Wrong team favored, LSU, 28-24, straight up.
Lee, your Hurricanes are taking on Georgia Tech, giving 11 points. What are you liking this one?
All right, so I'm going to wait on this one until I'm sure that we're going to know exactly what's going to go on with Georgia Tech and their quarterback situation. If we're going to see Haynes King play, I think Georgia Tech is probably the right side here. He's a dual-threat quarterback. Gave Miami trouble. Don't want to be reminded 45 times during the game when I'm watching it that all Mario needed to do was take the knee to get the win last year, but that'll be the case. I think that they have enough on offense to stress Miami's defense, which for the first three quarters last week against Duke got no pressure on the quarterback. Now they're down their top two cornerbacks. They will get their number one guy back who has been gone since week one. They'll get him back after the bye, but not soon enough here. Game's on the road. 12 noon start here. Miami escapes again, 35-30.
Man, they're a fun watch, though. I'm probably not so much for you. Yeah. I mean, they're winning. They're winning, so that's fun. But, yeah, I mean, every game.
Here's what I think is going to happen. If they can win out and somehow win the ACC championship game, obviously they'll be a top four team. They're going to have a tough time if they're matched up against a team with good receivers like an Ohio State, Texas, Georgia. Who else? Oh, the Oregon Ducks. Those four teams would really scare me. Those teams might put 50, and we might lose 52-35.
Lee Pitt, 7.5-point home favorite, taking on Virginia in a bounce-back spot for them.
Yeah, it's a bounce-back, but maybe Virginia's bye came at the perfect time. Looks like Charles Harris probably still is out, but they got back two offensive linemen, and sometimes when the dream is burst, teams come out and play better. They're looser. But UVA needs two wins to get to a bowl. So I think the bye might have come at the perfect time here. I'm going to say Pitt wins this game 34-28. But I think Virginia might be the right side if I had to take a side here.
Let's head over to the NFL. The Lions are taking on the Texans. Lions giving 4.5 to Houston.
So I was shocked at this. I was looking at how teams do point spread-wise. And I thought Kansas City, over the last 10 years, had the best point spread record for a certain period of time. Turns out, for a four-year period of time, Detroit does. 42-17, even better than Kansas City's had during that time. So this is, right now, in my opinion, the best team in the NFL. How, in their first outdoor game, they went to Green Bay and not only didn't turn the ball over once, didn't even have a drop pass. And on the other side, Green Bay turned it over, six drop passes. I'm impressed. I think now that they bolster the defensive line through a trade and also get Williams back at receiver, this is a team that's just too explosive here for Houston here. Should be a fun game, but I think that probably Detroit's the right side here, 37-30.
And then the Steelers on the road. They're going to be waving burgundy towels to try to drown out the terrible towels, which is silly and it's lame. I get why they're doing it, however. Who do you like in this one, Lee? Washington favored 2.5.
The only thing you can do to drown out the terrible towels is to wave the right white hankies that the Dolphins used to do. So it's not going to work for Washington. I love Jaden Daniels. In the future, I will not go against him very often. You go against top quarterbacks, wagering in the long term, you're going to lose a lot of money. I think he's going to win the Rookie of the Year. I think he might be in the top three in Most Valuable Player Award. But the Steelers are the better all-around team, better defense. Mike Tomlin, 12-4 off a bye with six straight victories following a week's rest. And then Dan Quinn's done a great job with the defense, but they're still 29th in run defense, and the Steelers are a heavy ground-oriented team. If they're able to have some success, then Russell Wilson play action is going to light them up here. Pittsburgh pulls away. They are the right side here. I think they'll win this game 34-23.
All right, Lee, we appreciate your time. As always, it is Dovember, and tell the people what they need to know.
Yep, free game. You want to get a free game? We got Penn State and Washington first. Five callers. I'll give it to them for free. I think there's a clear right side, so you want to get this winner. Start off your day on Saturday. Just call 800-400-9741, Dovember. 4 weeks, $297 of our phone service. Or how about this? Bringing it back also, the Baker's Dozen, 13 games. Combined Saturday and Sunday, just $97. One place, ParamountSports.com.
You're the best, Lee. But look in the mirror. I mean, come on, Cavender twins, come on, buddy.
come on. I was a pretty good-looking guy back in the day.
I believe it.
I didn't have a game like Carson Beck or someone like that. So
take it easy, Lee. We'll talk to you next Friday.
See you guys.
He's a gem. Love that guy. He's the best.
He is a good-looking fellow, though.
Dovember. Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is.
Probably was good-looking, you know. Even
back he's got money. That doesn't hurt.
Right. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lives in Florida.
What if Baker's dozen, what if that package was just a series of Baker Mayfield prop bets? I think I'd be in on that, too.
He usually hits his props.
Baker?
Mm-hmm.
And he's throwing the ball to guys I thought were retired.
Yeah.
Like Sterling Shepard.
Right. Kate Otten. He's made Kate
Otten. Tight? What?
Huh?
Huh?
The tight end?
Oh.
He's made Kate Otten look like an all-pro.
If I named a team, could you name it the tight end for every team in the league?
Probably.
We don't have to play the game, but you know.
Actually, no. I couldn't. I don't know. Who's Green Bay's tight end?
Well, I've done this to myself.
Right.
And I feel bad. Texter, listening in Indiana, guys, you guys are great. Crowley, you sucked at the other station, but you're pure gold now.
Indiana, there's another person from a different state.
Could be Indiana, PA. Please clarify. And also, it's a nice backhanded compliment there.
It is.
Crowley, you used to suck. You don't suck now.